KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KC8YVF mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KC8YVF mobile.
KCYVF, KCBOA.
Good evening, Rick. How are you doing today?
Doing better than I deserve. Been a busy day today.
Yeah, I think most days are like that. That's, I know everybody tells me when you get retired, you're busier than you were when you were working, so I'm going to hate to see that because I'm awful busy now why I still am working. So we'll see.
Yeah, I started off the morning with a group of guys that I've been meeting with every week. They meet for breakfast and have a weekly devotion. And after that, made a trip out to Hemlock, got my hair cut, got back home. Went and picked up a friend. We went to Midland to another meeting, and the time we got done with that, it was 2 o'clock and so forth, and yeah, so just kind of eat the day up.
Funny how that works, huh? I know that was Saturday. Like I said, after I got back, I never did get an email or anything that told me when the hot wash was, so I don't know what it was or anything about it, so that was okay. I was on the net on Sunday night, the state net, and Max was on there, so I kind of reviewed things that we did there. And then the grandkids were waiting for me, so we worked on the paving. I kept putting down pavers along the driveway until I ran out of material. So got that, and then after that we went out and got stuff out of the back garage for Halloween so the grandkids could help put that stuff up, and I got that done. And then Sunday, working around the house, we had to go out to my daughter's, pick my wife up because she had to spend the night out there babysitting the kids, and then came back, hit Myers, and next thing we know it's kind of like, crap, it's like 2 o'clock, where'd the day go already?
It goes by quick. It goes by quick. I know that for sure.
Yeah, with my wife not being able to get around real well yet, I've got all of her chores as well. She can't get up and down the basement, so over the weekend I ended up doing 5 loads of laundry and got those sitting in at home yet. I got to put all that away unless she kind of got to it today. We'll see. But I got the laundry to put away, and then net tonight and getting some other things. I had to print some stuff for my daughter. She's having a Halloween party, so she wanted, she's going to do a chili cook-off, I guess, so she wanted Dad to print some cauldrons for first, second, and third place. So I found 3 different models and sized them up or down what I needed them and printed out some labels for them for first, second, third place, and got those done yesterday. And a couple other things for the printer, and so there's always something going on, that's for sure.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. There's no end to it. So, yeah, and you brought up laundry, and that's one of the things I need to get after, too, myself.
Well, stop talking to me and get to work. You sound like you had a pretty light day today of doing nothing but sitting around watching TV and eating bonbons. That's what I always told myself. My wife's kind of, what have you been doing all day? So, yeah, I'm just pulling into the subdivision anyhow here. So, we'll talk to you tonight on the night. Annette tonight. Thanks for coming back. KC8YVF.
Yeah, I hear you there. And neither your wife nor you are getting any younger. You got to think about getting that laundry upstairs somehow. KCVOA.
Yeah, that might be the case. That's for sure. All right, we'll talk to you later, Rick. KCVOA, Cliff.
KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
K6KQ, the monitoring.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC8VOA. Roger, standing by K6KQV.
Attention all radio operators, please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association's Monday Night Net.
This? Yo, Charlie E. Here at Tosuma. Rob, big city. Okay, have a game.
Okay there, Rob. I didn't quite get that far, but let me go on with my preamble. I got you on the list, so there, Rob. My name is Dave. My call sign is WADW, and I'll be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. Frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PO of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is the director net and is open to all radio operators. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, short time, or in and out. Please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8BCQ, in and out, no traffic. Good evening.
Okay, we got you on the list. KE8BCQ, got you on the list, is in and out, 73s, have a good one. Any other mobile, short time, or in and out? Okay, no other than one hurts, so are there any Echolink stations tonight?
Kilo, 6 Kilo, Quebec, Victor, Bill, Cupertino, California.
Okay, Bill, we got you on the list. K6KQV got you on the list, and any other Echolink? Okay, so I'll go to regular check-ins. I got you on the list already, Rob, so you don't have to check in again. But any other regular check-ins, please call now.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick, Saginaw County, no traffic.
Township.
Okay, there was a double. I got you, Rick, and I believe the other one was Mike K8MMH. I got you in there. Any others?
This is November. number 8, Kilo, Papa Romeo, Bob, Frank, Moon, Township, no traffic.
KC8YVF.
This is? Any EUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Nope, that wasn't mic before, but it's mic now. KD8MMH, Carlton Township, no traffic.
Okay, let me run down the list here. I know we missed one, and because I thought the one was maybe Mike. I had Rob check in. I had Rick, KC8VOA, NAKPR, KC8YVF, NAEUI, and KD8MMH. Are there any others? There were anyone I missed there?
This is KE8QCO, Fred, Saginaw Township. No traffic.
Okay, got you on a list there, Fred. Any others?
No traffic.
Okay, I got too many. KE8PAZ got you on a list. Any others? Okay, I think I got everybody that time. I think the one that I thought maybe was Mike was actually Fred, KEAQCO. And then I did catch Mike and I caught Mini KDAPAZ at the end. So let's get started and I'll make another call as we go on here. Not a bad day today, at least this morning. I did make it to the golf course. And it was not awful bad, a little on a chilly to start out, but the sun was shining and we had a good time. I think those days are probably numbered, though. Looks like this next weekend coming up, though, the weekend looks good. So we did blow the water out of the trailer, but we are thinking very seriously maybe going up Friday and spending the weekend camping up north, so we might, and it probably will be the last time if we do that, so it's on the list anyway. Anyway, with that, I am going to go to Bill in K6KQV. You're up on up first for comments, and good to hear you this evening. Go ahead, Bill.
Good evening, Dave and Annette. This is K6KQV, and I wanted to check in. Let's see, last week, but the link was down for some reason. So glad it's up this week and thought I could check in. It's starting to feel a little bit more like fall out here the past couple of days. We've had very nice days, temperatures in the mid-70s. Let's see, yesterday it got up to almost 80. Today was 75. And just a very nice couple of days. I was able to take a walk today. And that worked out okay for the holiday. It was pretty quiet around town. I guess there was a lot of people out of town. And there was a terrific opening. I guess that was 2 or 3 days ago on 6 meters. I was able to work into South America. I worked Belize and Argentina. Those were two new countries for me. On 6 meters, that was on FT8. I did hear a very weak station on CW. I'm not exactly sure where he was because I just couldn't pull him out of the noise. But maybe next time, as they say. Anyway, that's all that's new from here. Back to net. Everybody have a good week. W8DW K6KQV.
Okay, real good there, and yeah, that's I have not been on the air and checking the those bands I should be doing. I've got so much other stuff going on. I just have not been able to do it, but I am going to. I think after hearing you, I think I may actually try that out later on in the week. I worked on the antenna system last weekend. My 10 meters, leg of my 10 meters, in the wind, the one end came off, so it was laying on the roof. I went up and I got that fixed up and got that down. So we'll hopefully do some 10. And also, I know that normally when 6 is open, 10 is probably pretty decent also. Okay, well, we'll catch you on a 73 if you're still going to be around, and if not, we'll just say 73 still. Okay, let's go to Rob up there in Bay City. Go ahead there, Rob.
ADW through Kill Charlie Israel. Well, Mr. J, I want to apologize profusely. If I come home one day and my Swan 500, my radios are gone, that's why. Hi. Yeah, you got a radio, I get the egg off. I said, no, I had the radio turned down, and I looked at the clock, it was at 8:10. I heard the sign, you take a second. I didn't realize you were just doing the preamble, so much apologies, because forgive me, I'd appreciate it. But I am not. I try to be a good operator. Well, good evening, Dave, and everybody on the net out there. Good evening, Miss Minnie. Hope you're doing well. Our favorite wild operator out there. And I had a nice day today, Dave. Worked out in the shack, did a few things. It didn't get really warm. It could have been better, but it was, at least it wasn't raining, but we do need the rain. But other than that, yeah, I was on Did HF this morning. I worked couple people in Pennsylvania on the e-cars net, 1755 lower sideband. Not too bad of a day, and I worked a couple guys on that mid-cars on 58 there, a few cases above the dial, but yeah, they turn on tonight here. I'm just down here in the basement, got the 2-meter rig on it, because I worked at the Tuscola net here at 7:30 there, and while I'm down here, I'll just leave the radio on and check it with you folks. So. But damn, I'm glad you got some more golfing in there. Yeah, the weather season will be turning from green to brown to ice and snow. We're not looking forward to that. All right, very good. Well, thanks so much. You're doing a great job, and I do apologize for being so eager beaver there. And the gentleman on Echo Link, boy, good contact with him. It's amazing, all 1,000 miles away, and how the internet, how his signal came through. Very good. So, okay, I'll be around for the second go-around. Very good. Okay, WATW in the group here,
Kilo Chili,
Suzuki Lima. Take it away, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Rob. Yeah, it's always good to hear Bill out there in California. I, one of these days, I'm probably going to get him on HF. I may have already, but it's been quite a while ago if I have, but we'll try and do that. Also, I know he does some contesting, and maybe we'll catch him on one of the groups there. Okay, let's go to Rick, KCAVOA, and stand by Fred. Go ahead, Rick.
Good evening, Dave, and everybody in the net. Hopefully everybody's having a wonderful day. I was rather shocked this morning when I went out and checked the rain gauge. I had 1.23 inches of rain. I did not think we got that much rain. The ground's still hard as a rock. We are quite a ways behind times and so forth, and then the neighbor to the side of me there, the street behind me, he's got quite a few leaves down. His lawn is just totally covered in leaves. So it's getting that time. It's definitely getting that time. No radio work. I'm too busy with other things. Today was a day that kept me hopping in different meetings and so forth. Matter of fact, I had another meeting at 7 o'clock. I kind of missed that one, so I think I made 3 out of the day. I did not make the 4th meeting. So, with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control. And, Dave, this is my one and done tonight. I've got enough other things going on. I'll be reading the mail if someone needs something. KCAVOA, back to WADW.
Okay, real good there, Rick. Yeah, I've got one maple that's really dropping fast. It's red. It's one of the most pretty trees in my yard. Most of them are the maples I've got are yellow, but I have one that is just red. It is just beautiful right now, but the leaves are falling fast. I noticed I went out and I've been working in I got a garden in the front where we're going to plant some tulips in it and daffodils, and I've been working on that, got it done, and I had basically doing some work, just doing yard work over the weekend. and I got the yard waste stuff to put out, and I needed to go back and pick up some branches and get another one more bucket done before we so I could get that out tomorrow. And I noticed a lot of leaves back there. I've basically started, especially with pine needles, so we're doing little of everything. So this is sort of a busy time of year, but I think, like I say, I think we're going camping this weekend. Anyway, Fred, KEAQCO, and stand by, Bob. Go ahead there, Fred.
Good evening, Dave, and everyone on the net. Yeah, getting still a little warm coming up this weekend, but planning on heading up to do some bow hunting this weekend. With starting with the bow hunting, we're done with the camper, so I need to start winterizing that. I'll get that done this week and get that over the lot. So, but besides that, not too much more radio stuff going on. But with that, I'll say back to Nat. This is KEAQCO.
Okay, real good there, Fred. Yeah, I like to wash the camper before we put the cover on, so maybe hopefully we'll get some days next week and get that done. I can get it covered up after that. But like I said, I blew the water out of it. I basically emptied it. Open it all up, and I don't do a real good blowing at all because I normally put the antifreeze in it anyway. So, but it's a precaution, and it looks like I say, this weekend looks like it's supposed to be in the 70s. Over the weekend, so we'll see how that goes. This is WEDW, Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, Monday Night Net. Do we have any other check-ins before I continue down the list?
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Okay, not heard, so we'll go to Bob. NAKPR, standby Ron. Go ahead, Bob.
Good evening, Dave, everybody else on the net. Well, I just rolled into the yard about 10 after 7 tonight. Left Thursday for visiting my daughter in St. Louis, Missouri. Left Thursday morning, 7 a.m. Got down at her time about 5 p.m. And went out to dinner, and that's, you know, she took us to different restaurants, and we did different things, went to historic cities. One was St. Charles, kind of like what we got here. But it's a historic place. It kind of reminds me of, it has brick roads and stuff. It kind of reminds me of Mackinac Island, you know, in a way. And I went there, and I went to some other places that were really cool. But so we did that for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then we took off this morning from there about 7 o'clock in the morning, which is about 8 a.m. here. So, and you know, we had to dinner on the road. And we finally, like I said, rolled in the driveway about 10 after 7. So, been a long day. Actually, it's been a hard 5 days between the driving and my daughter keeping us going. You know, it's go here, go there, see that, you know, see this, see that. And it was like, she goes, okay. She goes, Dad, I know you want to take a nap, but we got places to go and things to see. I says, okay, let's go. Always time for a nap some other day. But with that said, I'll turn it back to net control for this go-around. This is NAKPR.
Okay, real good there, Robbie. I know what you mean. We've been, get going, and yeah, nap time is good. I know as we get older, I try not to nap, but the lazy boy once in a while catches me, and I find myself dozing off. So anyway, let's go to Ron, KCYVF, and standby Tom. Go ahead, Ron.
Good evening, Dave, and everyone on the net tonight. I hope everyone had a good week last week and weekend. Saturday, we had the county state SAT, kind of a low-key event this time. that we did. Thanks to Tom and Doherty and Mike and Rick that helped out in person. We were down at 911, and then Tom and I went over to the Covenant Hospital, checked out the system from there. Everything worked out okay. We had some updates to do on the computer. That had to be done. A few other little minor things, so nothing major. The internet worked down there, so Fred and Jeff got things working down there for us. So that was good. We tested out Winlink point-to-point this time between the hospital and 911. That worked. We also tested out the Meshtastic. We were able to communicate between the hospital and 911 to the hospital. My reply back to Rick, I got a confirmation went through, but he didn't get it on his end. So a little iffy there, but it seemed to at least work out partially. We'll see how well it does as our first test from building to building, because we were actually inside of the buildings and not outside direct RF line of sight type thing. So that worked. Hospital worked out fine, everything there. I do have to get back down to that location and do some computer updates. There was about a half a dozen security updates to do for Windows 11, and we weren't going to sit there for a couple hours and let it click away, so I will have to go back another day and get that done. On that, let me break. Got back home Saturday. The grandkids were here waiting for me. My grandson wanted to help me do some work, and we're putting down some new patio blocks by the driveway. You got two cars side by side, isn't quite wide enough to get, when you get out of the passenger side on the one side, not enough room to get out. So we've had patio blocks down there since we had the driveway put in. And they finally kind of wore out. They got cracked and beat up and that, so we were putting some new ones down. So got just about all of that done until I ran out of some of the materials, so I'll have to work on that again this weekend. And then the grandkids were waiting to get the Halloween stuff out, some of Grandma's stuff, so we got out in the back garage and got those things down, and they got some of the witches and the skeletons and things put up and decorated for out the weekend, and we'll continue on this coming weekend to get the lights up and things like that. My wife is recovering slowly but surely on her knee replacement surgery. We did go out to dinner tonight. So that was not really a first, but that was she was able to walk a little better, felt a little better today. She also drove for the first time today. She had to take one of our animals in for their shots at the vet, so she got that done, and she walked through Ollie's a little bit, she said. So she's pretty tired now tonight. Hopefully she didn't overdo it. So that's what I got for this go-round, Rick. We'll wait for the 73-round KC8YVF back in that.
Okay, real good there, Ron. Yeah, sounds like a busy weekend for you. This is WDW, Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, Monday Night Net. Let's go to Tom. NADUI, you're up. Stand by, Mike. Go ahead, Tom.
Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well tonight. This is NADUI saying hello. Kind of a busy week. Previous, we winterized our camper for the year. It was Wednesday. Got that all taken care of. We still have to clean it out. It's not too dirty. My wife likes to clean it out anyway. It's a very clean camper, but she likes to get it clean inside before we cover it up. Hopefully, I plan on washing it next week. Hopefully, it's warmer days. I'll wash it before we let it dry, air dry, and then cover it up and get it put away for the year. Got our flu shots last week also, took care of that. And yes, as Ron said, I participated in the SET on Saturday. Everything seemed to have went pretty smooth. I brought my Meshtastic with me, and it was working fine. That's good. It works out pretty well for between 911 and Covenant Cooper, so that's a good thing. Last Saturday evening, I got a birthday coming up, so I received an email, a birthday reward from Cody's Landing Restaurant, so we decided to get a head start on my birthday and redeem that Saturday evening, so we had a good meal then at Cody's Landing. And this Wednesday, we're going out with friends to an early dinner. There'll be six of us, so we're looking forward to that. I haven't cut the grass in over 2 weeks, and hopefully I can get the grass cut this Wednesday just to level it off. Like I said, I got this tall fescue mixed in with fine fescue. The tall fescue always grows taller than the fine fescue, so I'll cut it and level it off so it looks halfway decent. And let me break you real quick. Our granddaughter has her elementary school-wide autumn party on Friday evening, so we're going to go and help with that. And then have her stay overnight at our house, and we'll take her over to the Frankenwood Scarecrow Festival. They have it this weekend and the following weekend. And we're thinking we're going to take her this weekend and next weekend. Well, we have a wedding to go to. My sister's oldest son getting married on the 26th, so we're going to be out of town for that. So we decided to take her to the Scarecrow Festival on Saturday, starting at noon. They have pumpkin carving and face painting and pumpkin catapult. She'll get a ball kick out of that, catapulting pumpkins. So we're going to take her to that on Saturday, and then we'll take her back home to Midland Saturday evening. So that's it for now on this end. I'm going to toss it back and hear what everybody else has to say, and get you on the 73 round. Until then, this is NAUI.
Okay, real good there, Tom. Yeah, the only grass I've cut is the new grass that's been in. When they redid the road out here, we've got new grass out in front by the road, and that's been growing quite well, nice and green right now. Ours is probably the best looking one of the few of them right around us, but we've been putting a lot of water on it, so it's just looking really good. And I think I put the hose away now. I'm not going to. I think I don't have to do any more watering. Yeah, the camper will probably put I went in today. I pulled the old sheets off the bed. We'll probably put the flannel sheets on. And I've been doing some maintenance. We got that Schwintek slide out, and you've got to do maintenance on that a couple times a year, or you start having problems with that. So we did the. Did maintenance on that, the luba on the rollers and all that stuff, and the cleaning of the track, so that that's ready to go. Hopefully, no problems with that. I've heard a lot of bad things about that, but I wanted to make sure all the rollers were lubed, and that was one of the things I did over the weekend also. Mike, K8MMH, you're up. Stand by, Minnie. Go ahead, Mike.
AW8DW, this is KD8MMH. Well, good evening, Dave. Good evening, everyone on our net this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. Quite the busy weekend. I went Halloween camping at Bay City State Park. Left Wednesday and got back Sunday. Came back Saturday for our SET. A little bit chilly Wednesday night, Thursday morning. Just had the electric heater on in the camper, and hoping that would keep it toasty enough, but woke up about 6:30 in the morning and it was down to 59 in there, so had to turn the actual propane furnace on the camper to get back up somewhat comfortable. So other than that, had a fun time. Now just getting ready to winterize the camper today. Got all taken a bunch of stuff out of it for the winter, and did laundry on all the sheets, pillowcases, towels and stuff like that in the camper before I put it back together, and that's anyway what we're doing around here. So with that, we'll turn it back to Net Control, KD8MMH. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Dave.
Yeah, okay, real good there, Mike. Yeah, very, very important to get all the liquids out of there. I mean, all the liquids. I know on our on my fifth wheel, long time ago, we had a bottle of red wine in the cupboard below the sink, and I forgot to take it out, and it broke, and I had the whole back of the flooring, and it was all saturated with red wine. We ended up having to cut that all out and redo it, and that was not a lot of fun, so I make sure now that I go through some stuff about three times to make sure that everything is taken out of it, And we'll do that probably next week when after we get back from this coming weekend. I think this weekend, and we're looking at probably Harrison. I haven't been up there in a number of years. I'd like to get up to Harrison and just to try it. So we're going to try that way. I know that I really like going to Tawas. Tawas is closed, though, so we're not going to do that. Anyway, Minnie, KAPZ, you're up, and I'll be at the bottom of the list. Go ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening, WATW. This is KDATAZ. I'll say good evening to everybody on the left. Good group in here tonight, yet my tongue all tied up here. Anyway, not doing too much. Saturday went out to Lehman's Apple Barn. I had a good time out there with my family and that. Took pictures and posted some of them on Facebook. So anyway, we had a real good time there and then went to my granddaughter's afterwards and had pizza and cake and ice cream for my late daughter's birthday. So anyway, other than that, not much else going on. This is KDATAZ back at W8DW.
Okay, real good there, Minnie. Today we went out to Baines and got some caramel apples and some apple cider. So we sort of did about the same thing today. I was surprised for Monday how many people were out there. Okay, this is WADW, Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, Monday Night Net. Do we have anyone else for the net before I go back up to the top for 73 round? Okay, none heard, so we'll go see if Bill is still around. K6KQV, did you stick around for 73 round? If so, go ahead.
This is K6KQV. Well, thanks, Dave, and the net. It's been very enjoyable hearing everybody again this evening. Sounds like they had a pretty good turnout. So I guess that's about all from here. Everybody have a good week, and hopefully we'll see you next time. 73 from K6KQV.
Okay, real good there, Bill. 73, see there. And hey, I missed the California Kisso party. I think that was last week or the week before. I sort of missed that. I'd like to participate in that, and I just busy with other stuff. 73 is there, Bill. Catch you later. Have a good one. Okay, Rob. KC8FCL, you're up. Stand by, Fred. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, very good. Thanks a lot, sir, Dave. I appreciate you picking me up. You can forgive my goofiness, sir. It's been so giddy getting on the air this evening there. Doing a great night. A lot of good people out here today. And, speaking of the SCT, yes, we participated. The BARC, I wasn't in net control, but K8 and K and Bill was net control. They were set up in the park, in Bay City Park, and they did really good. Yeah, our scenario was a mock flooding of the Saginaw River, and my KTH was inundated with water, and all my rails were destroyed other than my HT, and it was pretty believable. I had to run downstairs the basement two or three times yesterday to make sure, yes, the rails were still here. But Lauren KFA, Bill was there, Dusty KOTLC, and I'm trying to think, well, so let me see, yeah, Bill, Dusty, Lauren. Let me see here. I think I'm missing someone. Anyways, the BRC members did a great job on the SCT last night, Saturday morning there. And give kudos to Richter, KCMCOA for Saginaw County. And I guess evidently Tuscola didn't have it this week here. And, I'm not sure about GMC, but I stayed on frequency on from the beginning until we released the net around 12:31 o'clock. So, okay, other than that, I had a good time doing the FCT. The new folks did a great job right along with we did, so it was good. Okay, 73 UK care. Yep, the speaking of the best radios, my $10 Swan 500 doing a great job. I just can't believe how well that Swan works, especially when I got that new mic for it. I got that Shure Model 450S best mic. And that microphone, by the way, is a preferred mic for the MSB Safe Week Post. they still had low frequency equipment, you know, 4258. And WBICU used to be a radio tech for the state police there. One of our club members used that Shure model 450 mic with a Rode Bird mic for a base station console mic. So, all right, Dave, again, 73, you take care, and then we'll catch you down the blog, and we'll go from there. WADW,
okay, real good there, Rob. 73, yeah, have a good one, and we'll catch you down the log. Fred, KEQCO, you're up. Stand by, Bob.
Good evening, everyone. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Dave. And to Ron, good to hear your wife's doing a little better. Those recoveries can definitely be unpredictable sometimes, so it's good to hear she's doing better. I'll say 7-3 to everyone. This is KEA-QCO.
Okay, real good there, Fred. 7-3, have a good one. WDW, Second of ALA Amateur Radio Association, Monday Night Net. Bob, NAKPR, you're up. Stand by, Ron.
Yeah, thanks again, Dave. Yeah, we have got some things to take care of around here. I don't know how much rain we got here. It's wet. It was raining when we come home. Actually, I didn't see any rain till probably southwest Michigan. more towards Lansing and that part, you know, but when I got home, it was raining. Nothing hard. We didn't run into anything hard on the trip back home, but you know, we did. There was some precipitation. I have to check my rain gauge. I'm curious. Somebody said they had 7/10 of an inch. I'm curious to see. Because I had we haven't had much rain over here. Although, I think I've had more rain than you guys have had on, like, in Saginaw Township. I've had more rain over this way. Because my grass never really turned brown. Well, parts of it did, but most of it didn't. So I'm thinking I got more rain than you guys. But anyways, I still got a garden to kill. I know there's still some tomatoes and green peppers and some jalapeno peppers out there, so I'm supposed to get down to freezing one of these nights. Not tonight, but maybe later on this week. So I have to pick what I can pick and save what I can save and chop them up, freeze them, whatever we're going to do with them. Save for through the winter and whatnot. Take care of that, and like I said, I got a couple campers yet to totally winterize. But we'll get her done. We'll get her done all in good time. Thanks for doing the net, Dave. Everybody have a great evening. You have a great week. And back to net control. This is an AKATR.
Okay, real good there, Bob. Yeah, I was surprised on the golf course. There was some ponding. So they got quite a bit of rain. I know that they have been watering, though, so the grass has never really got brown out there. But I think the last couple of weeks they have not watered, and I was just surprised that there was so much water sitting around today. But as far as my lawn, most of it you can't. it's pretty much brown except for out by the roads where I've been taking care of that. That looks pretty good. Ron, KCYVF, you're up. Stand by, Tom.
Good evening again, Dave, everyone on the net. Yeah, the lawn-wise, yeah, I haven't watered did anything to it other than the landscaping company finally finished up on Friday with the lawn. They got the all the tree stump debris taken out. They got the new dirt brought in. Got it all hydro seeded, so I got grass seed out there ready to grow. So hopefully I get got some rain now. Now I got to get some warm temperatures in order to get it warmed up enough, and we're supposed to get that by Wednesday, Thursday, and over the weekend. So I have to just keep that watered out by the road where I normally don't water anything out there. I'll water the backyard a little bit sometimes during the summer just to keep it alive, or out the front yard. But usually the parkway that the township owns, I generally don't do much on that side, but I have to now because I got Wait for the grass to go down, the hydro seed, so I got to keep it up. Other than that, yesterday, again, did some things around the house here. I've been doing a few different 3D prints. Son-in-law got a Halloween party on the 27th, so they're going to do a chili cook-off. So they wanted Dad to print off some cauldrons as first, second, third prize. So I found three different cauldrons to print. I've sized them up so that to be a little bit different sizes and printed some first, second, third place signs to go with them. So got those done and been doing a couple other things, although I'm having a little problem tonight with the printer. Some little things that I'm trying to print are sticking to the print bed. So the first thing I had to stop and start it over again, and it worked the second time. Same thing now. The next print, I got a little tiny parts. I had to stop that. Some of them came loose from the print bed. So I got to stop it, clean it, the print bed again, and then start it again. So hopefully the second time will go through, and I'll be done for the night here. It's only about a 30-minute print, but I got about halfway through, and it doesn't stick. So we'll see if I can get it through tonight. Other than that, I do have Friday off from work. It's wife and my anniversary. We'll be 44 years. Got to think here for a second. 44 years. So, big Friday off. We plan to go up north. Plan to go up north to Traverse City, but she's not well enough to be able to walk very much. And that's primarily what we'd be doing, is going out and doing different things, walk down Traverse City, go to a couple of the wineries and different things like that. So we're going to stay home this weekend. Just let her heal more. We'll get another chance at some point, I guess. So that's the plan. And I got to see what's going on here. So a couple of my cats are down in the basement. And I believe we have a mouse loose in the basement someplace. So the cats are down here helping me try to find it. So we'll go and let you guys go. Thanks, Dave, for doing the net. I'll be around for the report at the end. KC8YVF, back to you.
Okay, real good there, Ron. Yeah, the mice are looking for warm places right now. I know that underneath our dining area actually sticks out from the regular house, and it's it must be something open underneath there. We normally have a problem underneath there. They end up sitting traps and stuff. I think I got a dozen of them last year, and I had traps out. I've had them set for the last couple of weeks, and I didn't get anything until I checked them yesterday, and I had mice in both of them. So we're again fighting the mouse problem. The stuff that they eat and they die, does not work. It's you gotta get rid of them. And it's funny because especially around here, we have the bean fields and the corn fields and everything across the street. And I think that they come in from across the street, and they decide that area underneath my dining area or my dining room is nice and warm, so we fight that. We've been that's been an ongoing problem for years. That hopefully we'll get that taken care of very, very, very soon. Anyway, Tom, you're up in ADUI. Stand by, Mike. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, Dave. Thanks. It's in ADUI. Our cats, I don't think, know what mice are. We don't have any mice problems, but I'll take that back. We have two cats, mother and daughter. The mother, we adopted, 11 years ago, and she knows what mice are, but she's a house cat, so she doesn't have to worry. And Milo, her daughter, she's never been outside, and I don't think she knows what a cat is, or what a mouse is. She's very territorial, though. She says she sees a neighborhood cat running to the backyard. She starts, starts growling at the intruder because that's another cat, and she's very territorial. But as far as a mouse is concerned, I don't think if she can face the face of the mouse, she'd probably want to play with it. So that's our cats. October's kind of busy for us. I have a birthday in October, and then 4 days later, we have our wedding anniversary. So we have an anniversary. It's on Sunday, so We're going to go out to eat on Sunday, and who knows, we may go for a road trip somewhere too. So we have a really kind of spontaneous. We don't know what we're going to do as far as go somewhere. We may hit maybe some wineries up north. We don't know yet. Maybe do it on Monday. We don't know. We got the rest of the month to celebrate our anniversary. We don't have to do it the same day. We just stretch it out. So but that's about it for me on this end. I'm going to say 73 to everyone, and hope everyone has a good week. And we'll catch us all hopefully next Monday evening and Monday Night Net. So until then, this is NATUI saying good night.
Okay, you're real good there, Tom. 73 to you. And actually, I'll see you in person on Thursday. 73 to you. Have a good one. Mike, K8MMH, you're up. Stand by me. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, W8DW, this is KD8MMH. Well, thanks again, Dave. Yeah, I was just going to forgot to mention one thing, too, camping over the weekend there, Bay City State Park. I was there last year. The Wi-Fi in the park is not good at all. Very weak signal and slow speeds. Cell signal is not even that great there, so I took my Starlink for this trip, and there was a group of us there camping, so put the Starlink up and shared the internet with a few people around the campsite there, and worked perfectly. Was able to watch the Tigers game. They were thrilled that it was working great for that, and it's all in all a very successful tryout there of using the Starlink at the campsite. So other than that, yeah, we'll see you Thursday over at Tom's for the antenna party, and we'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead. KD8MMH, back to Net Control, and thanks for doing the net, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Mike. 7-3, see ya. Catch you later. Minnie, KD8PAZ, you're up, and I'll be at the bottom of the list. Go ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening there again, Dave. This is KD8PAZ. Yeah, I checked my water gauge out there. I got almost 2 inches of rain out there, so I checked that a little while ago. So other than that, not much going on. Saturday, I'm going to go with my two granddaughters, my daughter and my one granddaughter's mother-in-law-to-be, on check out. She wants to go and look for a wedding dress, so she's getting married the 30th of August of next year. So anyway, we're going to go and look for dresses. This is KD8PAZ back to WATW. Everybody have a good week.
Okay, real good there, Benny. 73 CM. Okay, I'm at the bottom of the list. This is the Second Availing Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. And if we have any other check-ins you'd like to get on the net on the list before we close, please call now.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Okay, no others heard there. Are there any other comments from the group assembled before we close the net? Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 11 check-ins. At this time, the Second Availing Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's set. This is Dave, WADW. The net is now closed, returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. And Ron, I got a report for you.
I am ready, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, please copy number 127, routine. Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey. Figures 1-1. Saginaw. Letter group Mike India. October, figures 1-4, going to your station, Ron Huss, KCYVF, break. A letter group, Sierra Victor Alpha Romeo Alpha, Monday, net. Check-ins, figures 1-1, traffic, figure 1, time, figures 5-0, minutes break. Sign Dave, WDW, and no more.
Okay, Dave, I copied the report. Thank you for doing the net tonight, and we'll talk to you again. KCYVF clear.
73, sir, Rod, it's WDW, clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.